This I Believe. Frederick Hard is an educator. He started his teaching career as an instructor in music, a field in which he continues to maintain a lively amateur interest. After completing his graduate training in English literature, he taught for 16 years at Tulane University and was dean of Newcomb College for 5 of those years. Since 1944, he has been the president of Scripps College in Claremont, California. He is a frequent contributor to various learned journals in the field of the literature and fine arts of the English Renaissance. Turning now to the present, here is the creed of Frederick Hard.
I believe with G.K. Chesterton that there are no uninteresting things, there are only uninterested persons. The world, indeed the universe, has the power of exciting and holding illimitable interests of such an infinite variety, so various, so beautiful, so new, and in such manifold combinations, that mankind is constantly engaged upon the gigantic task of understanding some part of what there is to know about the heavens above, the earth below, and the sea around us. I believe that this characteristic response to the challenging wonder of the world is sufficient evidence of the existence of a creative force in the universe, which I call the power of God. I believe that as a creature of God, every individual person is both natural and divine, and that these two elements in his composition are not opposed to each other. I believe that the natural function of the normal human being is to grow. I believe that this growth is best promoted by education. I believe further that this growth is greatly enhanced by work and by faith, faith in myself, faith in God, and the faith approved by Providence, that in order to help build civilization, I must first build myself. Why build these cities glorious if man unbuilded goes? In vain we build the world unless the builder also grows. I believe, therefore, in the importance of growth as symbolic of the development of the best that lies within us. 'Tis not what man does which exalts him, but what man would do. Consequently, I must not be content merely to grow. A jellyfish can do that, so can a weed, or a parasite, or a tree. Trees indeed may symbolize in their perennial beauty the lofty aspirations toward which men yearned, but at the same time, I remember the lines of Ben Jonson, Shakespeare's wise contemporary. It is not growing like a tree in bulk doth make man better be. In small proportions we just beauties see, and in short measures life may perfect be. To the capacity for growth, then, must be added the capacity for intelligent and discriminating judgments and the determined effort to behave courageously and kindly. Only by such behavior can I claim title to those standards of conduct that human experience has shown to be just, honorable, and generous. I believe in the value of work, honestly and conscientiously performed, whether it be hard manual labor, the creative activity of the artist, or the most rigorous intellectual effort. I believe that I must have confidence in life itself, the kind of faith that constitutes the substance of things hoped for, the kind of faith that makes the natural seem miraculous and the miraculous appear natural, and which gives point to Ralph Hodgson's paradox that some things have to be believed to be seen. The practice of such beliefs ought surely to lead me to a better understanding of the meaning of love, which is both the noblest and the simplest law of humanity, and the eternal bond of union between ourselves and God.
That was Frederick Hard, a native of Alabama, who is the president of Scripps College in Claremont, California.